October 1. It has been 24 hours since my departure from the hidden sands of the East. I sit at home alone in the quiet comfort of the night, with only my thoughts and dim candlelight to keep me company. My expedition was a resounding success, while my colleagues sat in the luxury of their ignorance and laughed away my theories of a buried desert cult, no doubt passing my thesis from one fat hand to another about their table and having a lark at my designs. I and my native escorts were uncovering the great occult secrets of a civilization lost to the god of the desert. Exactly as I predicted, beneath the fixed stars worshipped by those forgotten mystics, sand gave way to buried treasure in a winding staircase to the desert's hidden heart. Illustrious bodies in inverted sarcophagi, hand-painted images of giant heroes and lands on distant stars covering every wall. All manner of jewel and gem perfectly preserved in burial methods unlike those of any other human civilization. This discovery is marvelous, terrifying, and all mine. The details will be given out in a series of interviews already scheduled with several major news outlets over the coming weeks. All these years of study and ridicule, hard work for scholars who scorn me, this is my reward. I sit, glorious in the aftermath of a grand expedition, weary from the travels, and with not one loathsome noise or abstract bump to startle my nerves, and yet the hand that writes shakes as one fearing for the truth that it has to tell. One article about which may not be written, one item which even my party had not time to see before I snatched it, was a certain tablet clutched in the hand of a shockingly pristine corpse on a throne fit for a colossus. With its curious illustrations in written language, unlike any I've ever seen, and its presentation among the corpse king, as though it was so holy a treasure that not even death could steal it, I had to have it. And now it sits across from me, foreboding and flirtatious, awaiting my careful deconstruction of its secrets as I await their knowledge. I will begin in the morning. For now, rest. October 5. I gave 9 interviews today, which spanned about 10 hours altogether. Much was asked about the process by which I found the ancient temple's location, more about its contents. Over 100 distinct items were extracted from the site, some directly from the hands of their original owners, most of which even I have yet to properly investigate. And yet, the tablet was the only item consistently on my mind. Its home echoes the legend of the Turkish Hermetic cult and the corpse of the great Hermes. Yet its illustrations are decidedly more East Asian and far more archaic. The language might be a phonetic one, foreign to the land in which the tablet was found, and the graphics on its back. What breathtaking imagination these secret philosophers had. I may spot an astrological glyph of Pisces behind the head of a beautiful pharaoh, the Egyptian queen, which is centermost to the image lying deluxe on a host of many stars and letters. She holds against her buxom chest a halo of worlds and a beating heart between her outspread legs. The perfectly singular alphabet begs to be deciphered. The queen's subtle smile seduces me. I must look study more tomorrow. Now, other matters. concern me. October 12. I have spent the past 2 days comparing every ancient written language on the Eastern Hemisphere with the words on this tablet and have found nothing. Searching for a deity similar in any way to this Afrasian goddess comes up fruitless as well, save for a handful of deified pharaohs. I'm beginning to suspect that this language is totally unique to the owner of this tablet, one transmitted from his goddess to him and no one else. I will do what I must to receive the same transmission. I have also spent the past 2 days masturbating frequently, upwards of 5 times a day, and finishing quickly. It is rapidly becoming a problem. Of the handful of interviews I've had this day alone, I've rescheduled 3 to make more time for myself, not to mention the 7 I've simply blown off over the last 48 hours. I would not think that the tablet is connected. However erotic the central goddess may be, but when I sleep, I have a dream. A broad, lonely vista of stardust stretches out before me. I am naked and cold, alone with my fears and insecurities, the anxious and the nuclear heart of this empty universe, when the honey-colored arms of the warm mother wrap around me. I melt in her embrace, lean back against her chest. I can feel her nipple brush against my cheek. Instinctively, I turn my head to suck. Her black talons tickle down my stomach and between my legs. I moan into her nipple as she massages my breast. Her nimble fingers spread my lips and desecrate me as I did her temple. Her claws give me no pain. But then, in the distance, a swirling vortex comes tunneling through the cosmos. My God, the goddess touches me faster with its coming. The tips of her claws are beginning to scrape my insides. Oh, she carves a crimson ring around my nipple. I can only moan louder, pain and submission. A blue flash is making its way down the tunnel, and as lightning cracks at the exit, blood pours in torrents from my insides. My goddess digs her fingers into my breast and tears out my... I have to know. The secrets of her tablet must be mine. October 20. I can't stop touching myself. I can't take my hand from between my legs. My nipple is bloody and raw with my pinching and clawing. I can't stop. The tablet is... it's speaking to me. Unintelligible whispers among feminine coos and giggles. Her whispers. She's trying to speak with me. Oh, my goddess. My goddess. I haven't left home in days. I have forsaken I've forsaken all outside engagements and can do nothing without touching myself simultaneously. Even sleep cannot hold me for more than a few hours before the end of the dream throws me back into reality, where I am masturbating furiously, drenched in sweat and sobbing into a powerful orgasm. It is in those moments that I can almost understand. Her voice is so close, so beautiful. No one could hope to resist it. I don't want to resist it. I can think to do nothing but what she requires of me. Rubbing myself raw and having climax after climax, my heart beats with manic passion all the long day, and it's all for her, my pharaoh. My goddess, my nipple is bleeding. October 31. I can hear her voice when I come. The letters of her book are mine. I no longer sleep, lest my goddess stop speaking to me. So the dreams come to me now in the waking world. If I close my eyes and dig my nails into my flesh, I can feel her talons in my cunt. I can feel her hardened nipple on my cheek and warm breath in my ear. I chant her sacred alphabet in a language without words, as I claw at my breast, the holy tablet and all the letters in it. They aren't meant for petty languages of tongues. No mortal pleasure could understand. On the tablet, my goddess holds a heart. It's my heart. She taught me the wisdom of infinity, and my heart is her price. She will have it. In the dream, her claws tear into my flesh so easily. Mine can too. When I think of her, pain is an illusion. My pharaoh, my goddess, oh, my heart for you. My goddess.